Chapter 16 Translator, Zia Editor, More in Keeping Things in Mind, Du Cyan woke up early the next day. After waking up, he found that he didn't feel much discomfort. Xu Ting was considerate of him last night and only did it once. Then Du Cyan discovered that he was alone in the bed, and Xu Ting had disappeared. He suddenly felt a little panicked and shouted, Chan Er. Chan Er and Shukin hurriedly pushed the door in, holding a copper basin and a face towel in their hands. Shukin put the copper basin on the shelf aside, and went to fetch Du Cyan's clothes. Where is the queen's daughter? If the wife disappeared on the next morning of the wedding, does it mean that the wife was not satisfied with him? Master, don't worry, the queen's daughter got up early and went for morning exercises. She specifically told us that if you overslept, remember to wake you up. Please go there later, but you can't be late. Du Cyan breathed a sigh of relief, and at the same time raised his heart. He was about to see the family of the queen's daughter in a while, so he couldn't make any mistakes. Are the gifts ready? Shukin brought the clothes to the bed and said, they are all ready. Master, take a look, is this dress suitable for greeting the queen and the lord? Du Cyan took a look at the clothes that Shukin had picked out, but they were not too plain to be displeasing, nor were they too showy. Shukin and Shuki had been trained in the Empress Dowager's palace, so they would never make mistakes, and Du Cyan was increasingly leaving more and more things to them. Chan Er helped Du Cyan to get dressed. Seeing the marks on Du Cyan's body, she was too shy and didn't dare to see more. Shukin didn't look away. After getting dressed, Shukin handed the wet and wrung face towel to Du Cyan to clean his face, and then began to apply makeup and comb his hair. Where is Shuki and Uncle In? Du Cyan asked. Shuki and Uncle In went to reorganize the master's dowry. Du Cyan nodded to show that he knew it. At this time, the door of the room opened with a click, and Xu Ting returned. Shukin and Chan Er hurriedly bowed, the queen's daughter. Xu Ting had just finished her morning exercise, with a little sweat on her body, and her momentum had not yet collapsed, which was particularly shocking. Is there any discomfort on your body? Xu Ting was concerned. She had done homework before the bridal chamber. It was said that for the first time, a man in this female world was like a woman in her previous life. She had been extra careful last night, but she was still worried that Du Cyan would be injured. There is no discomfort. Du Cyan was a little embarrassed. How could she ask such things in front of his servants? Well, I'll go wash first. Don't worry about anything. My father is very kind. Du Cyan replied, understood, master wife. But he didn't rest assured in his heart. Xu Ting is Han Ji's daughter, and of course she would think that her father is good, but he is a son-in-law. Which son-in-law in this world would not be picked on? He had to deal with it with all his heart. You don't need to call me master wife, just call me Zhang Ning. Zhang Ning, is this the name of master wife? Xu Ting, yes. Although Xu Ting has not yet reached the age for the crown, her name was something which Xu Xuan had thought of a long time ago, Zhang Ning, which was an expectation and a responsibility given to Xu Ting to keep the land of Dian long and peaceful. Xu Ting is a soldier, her movements are very clean and sharp. In a short time she finished her bath and changed into her daily clothes, while at this time Du Cyan's hair was not even combed yet. Xu Ting walked behind Du Cyan, Shukin and Chan Er quickly stepped aside. Xu Ting picked up a hairpin from the dressing table, inserted it into Du Cyan's bun, and asked, are you okay? Du Cyan was a little surprised by Xu Ting's eyes. He just hesitated between these hairpins. The one Xu Ting picked out at random, after inserting it into the hair bun, turned out to be very beautiful. I'm okay, then let's go. Du Cyan and Xu Ting walked out of the Qingfeng courtyard together. The Qingfeng courtyard where Xu Ting lived was almost equivalent to a semi-detached mansion, far away from the main courtyard where Xu Xuan and Han Ji lived, and about the same size as the main courtyard. The name Qing, Eng Yuan was its original name, and Xu Ting didn't seem to have any problems, so she didn't bother to change it. Along the way, Xu Ting walked along while introducing Du Cyan to the Zhenbian Palace. Du Cyan had a good mind. When Xu Ting finished speaking, he had almost remembered the layout of the Zhenbian Palace. He came to pay his respects to Han Kai Xu Xuan, but there were more people than Xu Ting's father Han Kai and mother Xu Xuan in the main hall. The Xu family's backyard was not complicated in composition. However, in addition to Han Ji, Xu Xuan also has two servants. The two servants and their son were present there. After Du Cyan came in, all eyes were on him. Although Han Ji had seen Du Cyan, it was the first time everyone else saw him. Especially the two servants, Li Yun and Yi Pingair. At this look, they couldn't help but admire, Du Cyan is indeed a beautiful man of the generation, no wonder Han Ji was willing to let him marry Xu Ting. You must know that Xu Ting is the only daughter of the Zhenbian Palace. they had guessed before, what kind of prince would be worthy of the first daughter of the Zhenbian palace. Father, please have some tea. Han Ji was quite satisfied, and Du Sian came as soon as they sat down, indicating that the son-in-law at least had the right attitude. Good, good boy, take this bag of gold. Chan Er, who was by Du Sian's side, quickly took over. Mother, please have tea. Du Sian was still afraid of Xu Xuan, the queen who is guarding the border of Dian, handling thousands of armies, and everyone who sees her is afraid. Come, get to know the people in the mansion. Han Ji said to Du Sian affectionately. The one in green dress is Tinga's second brother Xu Jing, 15 years old this year, and next to him is Le Shijun. Du Sian took gifts from Shukin and gave them to Xu Jing and Le Shijun, and shouted, Le Shijun and Xu Jing, good to see you. Thank you, brother-in-law. Thank you. The one in pink dress is Xu Mei, the yellow dress is Xu Yu, one is 16 and the other is 14 years old, both are the sons of Shijun Yi. Du Sian also gave a gift and said, hello, brother Mei and brother Yu. Good to see you, Shijun Yi. Thank you, brother-in-law. Du Sian is really polite and caring. Our daughter is blessed to have married you. Xu Xuan was regarded as a good woman by the Dian country. Except for Han Ji, she only had two servants, and she didn't take them on her own initiative. Li Yun was a young man rescued by Xu Xuan. It was so pitiful that she took him into the mansion without a place to go. Yi Ping'er was given to her at the banquet and couldn't get rid of it, so she had to take him into the mansion. Apart from these two, there were no other people. And they don't have daughters, they all depend on Han Ji for their lives. Go back, you must be tired after entering the mansion yesterday. Han Ji said to Du Sian, he was outside with him for nearly an hour, and Xu Ting, who had finished drinking a full cup of tea, came out to Han Ji and Xu Xuan and bowed. We will go back first. Okay, go ahead. After Xu Ting and Du Sian left, the others also separated. Li Yun and Yi Ping'er returned to their yard and opened Du Sian's meeting ceremony. They couldn't help but widen their eyes. Isn't there a rumor that Du Sian is not favored in Du Mansion? The weight of the things in this dowry is extraordinary. Du Sian gave the two servants all bracelets, and gave the three younger brothers a set of jewelry, including hairpins, and earrings. Xu Mei opened his box and was pleasantly surprised. His jewelry was pearl and very delicate. Many of his jewelry were brought from Soizhou, and the styles were long inferior to those in the capital. Xu Mei hurriedly went to see Xu Yu's. Xu Yu's got a set of jadeite. Xu Mei liked it immediately. He liked things with bright colors even more. Brother-in-law is partial. Yours is much better than mine. No, Xu Yu, you have to change with me. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.